Unit 7. Geology. Section 2. Integrated listening and writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hello. Are you busy? I can come back.
No, that's okay. Talking to students is what office hours are for, after all. Come on in. Have a seat.
Thanks. Well, as you know, I was absent last Tuesday, so I really need to catch up on what you covered that day.
Sorry, but I explained on the first day of class that when you're absent, it's your own responsibility to get the notes from a classmate.
I know, and I have borrowed somebody's notes, but I don't think they're really complete. Like here, he's written Atlantis and thin sediment layer, but there's no explanation of what these terms mean.
That concerns a discovery about the age of the ocean floor. In the 1940s, a research ship named the Atlantis found that the sediment layer on the floor of the Atlantic was much thinner than expected. It was known that the oceans were 3 to 4 billion years old, so scientists thought the sediment layer would have been much thicker. The fact that it was so thin was evidence of... what do you think?
That the seafloor was actually younger than they thought. That's part of the evidence for seafloor spreading.
Right.
Another thing here I don't understand is Wadati-Benioff zones.
That term refers to two scientists, Kiyo Wadati of Japan and Hugo Benioff of the U.S. They're the ones who first identified the zones where earthquakes tend to occur most often. And these zones happen to be parallel to the oceanic ridges and trenches. You remember that the trenches are very deep canyons along the rim of the Pacific Ocean.
So Wadati-Benioff zones are basically earthquake zones.
Exactly.
I don't get what that has to do with the seafloor spreading, though.
The Wadati-Benioff zones are the same places where new crust is being generated. That's the mid-ocean ridges, the mid-Atlantic ridge, especially. And where old crust is disappearing, that's the trenches.
That makes sense. I still need to clarify how all this relates to continental drift.
Why don't you tell me about continental drift, and I'll try to fill in the blanks.
Well, it was noticed in the early 20th century that the shape of Europe and Africa on the one hand and the Americas on the other hand seemed to be two pieces of one former giant continent. It looked as if they'd been broken apart and drifted away from each other. So the scientist, I forget his name.
Wegener.
Right, Wegener. He came up with the theory that Earth used to have just one big continent and that it broke into pieces that were moving. The pieces came to be called plates, and where one plate meets another is called a plate boundary.
Good. And to understand seafloor spreading, you need to know the different types of plate boundaries. For example, there are convergent boundaries, where two plates are moving toward each other, and there are divergent boundaries, where two plates are moving away from each other. Knowing what you know about the mid-Atlantic ridge, what kind of boundary do you think that is?
Divergent.
Right. I think you get it now. So the two plates slide away from each other, and new material rises up to fill the gap. The continents move farther apart, and new crust is created. Number 1. How did the conversation most likely happen? Number 2. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number 3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Thanks. Well, as you know, I was absent last Tuesday, so I really need to catch up on what you covered that day.
Okay, but I explained on the first day of class that when you're absent, it's your own responsibility to get the notes from a classmate.
I know, and I have, but I don't think these notes are complete. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Okay. But I explained on the first day of class that when you're absent, it's your own responsibility to get the notes from a classmate. Number 4. Which of the following is mentioned as evidence that the seafloor is younger than previously thought? Number 5. According to the conversation, which of the following is true? Number 6. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
I still need to clarify how all this relates to continental drift.
Why don't you tell me about continental drift, and I'll try to fill in the blanks.
Well, it was noticed in the early 20th century that the shape of Europe and Africa on the one hand and the Americas on the other hand seemed to be two pieces of one former giant continent. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Why don't you tell me about continental drift, and I'll try to fill in the blanks. Number 7. According to the conversation, a scientist named Wegener is famous for his work on... Number 8. What can be inferred from the conversation?